And later in the programme, Lincoln, Menlo Park, Gold Rush, and many others, including the Rock of Travolta.
Thank you.
Peter Travolta on Juggernaut Records from the LP My Band's Better Than Yours, and that's called Giant Robo. And speaking of recent rock festivals, one of the highlights of recent Glastonbury for me was standing on the back of the stage while Dreadzone were playing, dancing my silly old man's dance. And here's Dreadzone and Believing in It.
Thank you.
You from Dread Zone, there's an LP somewhere, but it may be in the mail, but I haven't found it yet. But this is a 12-inch, it's on Rough Life Records, Believing in It is the title. Well, this is the programme on which we believe in Half Man, Half Biscuit, and here's another track from the EP editor's recommendation. I'm being really slick tonight, aren't I? I hope you're impressed by that. It's on Probe Plus Records. There's a strong skiffle influence in this EP, and never more so than in this track, which is almost a direct lift of Lonnie Donegan's version of the same song.
It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. I went across the river and I lay down to sleep. I went across the river and I lay down to sleep. When I woke up, there were shackles on my feet. 29 links of chain around my feet. 29 links of chain around my feet. And on each link, an initial of my name. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. I asked the judge what might be my time. I asked the judge what might be my time. 21 years on the Aussie mountain line. Train came around, 16 coaches long. The train came around, 16 coaches long. Girl, I love is on that train and gone. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. Should anyone ask you who composed this song? Should anyone ask you who composed this song? Say it was I, and I sing it all day long. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long.
I have to be honest with you, I never liked the Lonnie Donegan Group version of that because Lonnie didn't sing it. It was sung by a bloke called Dick Bishop, and Lonnie did the occasion Yeah Lordy in the background, but that wasn't enough for me. Half Man, Half Biscuit, and that's a track from the new EP, editor's recommendation. There was a strange whistling in my ear then. I don't know, anything I should worry about. Worried Man Blues, the title, of course. Time for another one from the Strokes, from the LP Is This It? Soma.
Thank you.
Strokes, and that's a track from the forthcoming LP, Is This It? And I shall have another one for you before the end of the programme. And an email here from James Arnold, I guess it must be, saying, working late designing 22 book covers for a meeting tomorrow, don't ask me, but looking forward to camping at the weekend in sunny Norfolk with my friends and family. Can you tell them that I'll be wearing my new light tan corduroy cowboy hat? Look forward to hearing more from the Strokes. Saw them in Oxford recently. Well, let's say another track before the end of the programme. I'm sure that new light tan corduroy cowboy hat will be the sensation of your camping weekend. Martin in Bungie says, John, my digital radio says, do I like the text in between songs? And to be honest, once I'd worked out what it said, it left me totally dizzy, but it's a nice use of a very underused facility, and it seems to be quite going down quite well on this programme, actually. So there may be more of it. Hopefully, I'm sure. In fact, there will be more of it. Let's settle for that. And Womble 2 in Liverpool, thanks very much for your email. What have I got for you now? Oh, yeah, this is from an LP, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller presents the Spark Records story. It's on Ace Records, of course, as these things so often are. I did Round Table with them once, and I was enormously excited about it because they'd done so much good stuff that I'd enjoyed enormously in my childhood, and all they did was talk about lawyers and accountants. It was rather disappointing, really, and an enormously American kind of showbiz, and not what I'd been hoping for at all. But nevertheless, that doesn't detract from the work that they did. This is Big Boy Groves and Band.
Here I sit behind a port wine glass. New car sat and not a drop of gas. Nothing down and 3 years to pay. Sounded like a pretty good deal the other day.
I got a new car. I got a new car. I got a new car.
Since I wrote on that dotted line, I haven't been able to sufficiently dine. Toothpicks and soup ain't much of a meal, and $144 a month ain't much of a deal.
I got a new car.
I've had my car a little over a week, and already it's beginning to rattle and squeak. And what little money I runs across goes in my gas tank and out my exhaust.
I got a new car.
It's a shame to let the man come and take it back. My old lady tried to tell me not to get a Cadillac. Next time I buy a car, I'm gonna get one that I can afford. And when I say afford, I mean afford.
A little advertising moment for you there on BBC Radio 1. Big Boy Groves and Band from the LP, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller presents the Spark Records story. That was released originally in 1955 and called, obviously, I Got a New Car. And an email here from Chris. It says, my name's Chris, not unreasonably. I'm asking a favour. Can you play something by Camera Obscura or Tacoma Radar? Because I saw them both last week in Glasgow and they are brilliant. And I was listening to the new Camera Obscura record, actually, this very afternoon, and produced by Stuart out of Bell and Sebastian, and we'll be playing it sometime this week, although not tonight, actually, because what with one thing and another, there isn't time, but I will do, though, for sure. And let's see what have we got here. Charlotte and Matthew in Leeds say, can you say hello to our friends Adam and Rhiannon, as they've just returned from holiday. Adam works in Jumbo Records, the best record shop in Leeds, and it celebrates its 30th anniversary this year. They would enjoy any reggae track that you could play.
ups and down.
Life is full of ups and down.
Ups and down, oh no.
Ups and down, and no. Life is full of ups and downs. Sometimes you smile, sometimes you frown. Life is full of joy and pain. Sometimes it's sun, sometimes it's rain. When you up, everyone they love you. How much they appreciate you. But fall, you will see your quick bear down. Your best friend, they're not supposed to grab the gun and try to get you.
Pre-release on Militant Music, which comes rather surprisingly out of Decatur, Georgia, at least that's where it's distributed from. Nitty Kutchy, the artist, and that was called Ups and Downs. And an email here from Steve, and it says, ages ago you had a session on by Wilbur Wilberforce, the first half of which I got onto the end of a tape. I thought it was fantastic. Who is he? Well, he works at Radio 1, really, and he's the most effortlessly cool person I've ever met in all of my life. Makes me spit every time I see him. And I read somewhere, continues our emailer, saying that he worked at the BBC. This is the case. Wondered what he does. He's working on new projects at the moment, isn't he, in connection with urban music. But he used to do, what did he used to do, the Dream Team, yeah. Did he?
Fabian Groove Rider.
And Fabian Groove Rider and people. And Steve goes on, can you repeat the session so I can tape it all? Better than that, Steve, we've got a new one.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We would like to welcome you to a studio discotheque. We want you to sit back and relax your mind while we express the way we feel this evening. We hope that our musical vibrations leave an everlasting experience with you. When you leave this evening, go out and spread the word. So get your funky tambourines together and let's party!
Give us your old song,
You mean right now?
Yeah. Why don't you give us your old song,
Wait a minute.
I can't.
Ah, sure you can. Please, Johnny, don't make me.
I won't make you do anything. I got a proposition for you. Now, you sing us your song, you can have a drink.
Can I have the drink first?
No, the song, then the drink. The song, then the drink.
Please, Johnny, don't make me.
When I see you smile.
Now, compañero, if you think you're talking about, my selector will surely.
Miss Chen Ching Hua. I was starving hungry, so I ate a little.
And how is my uncle?
I'm afraid he's not feeling well.
My policy.
Yeah, well, when an adult male is chasing a female with intent to commit rape, I shoot the bastard. That's my policy.
I had someone to take it to the dark side. Somewhere inside my childhood, missed my heart die. I had someone to take it to the dark side. Somewhere inside my childhood, missed my heart die. I had someone to take it to the dark side. Somewhere inside my childhood, missed my heart die.
Broken wings, I want your hands to come and kill me once again.
do say you're awful good, and I wouldn't take...
Oh, I feel good. You wouldn't take anything from anybody, would you?
That's right.
You know, Steve, you're not very hard to figure. Only at times. Sure you won't change your mind about this?
Uh-huh.
This belongs to me, and so do my lips. I don't see any difference.
Oh, I do.
Okay. You know you don't have to act with me, Steve. You don't have to say anything, and you don't have to do anything. Not a thing. Oh, maybe just whistle. You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and...
Terrorist caper. Is it really down to us?
Violent robbery's always down to us, George. I don't care what the villains vote for. Go and have a word with Nicely. Ask him if Special Branch have got any interest.
He hates me.
Everybody, George. Nicely hates the world.
But he's a super now.
And I'm a detective inspector, George, and you're not. That's what makes the world go round.
I wish you bluebird.
Give him my regards.
Stick to darts and roll with you, Guff.
Give your heart the sun to see.
Oh, shut it, Bill.
Say it wasn't you.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, shut it, bro.
No question.
You know my problem?
You can tell me later.
Question.
Yeah, baby.
I see you looking at me.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, you think it's real? 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 Just a son of weakness, all the luck in your pillow. Oh, you think it's real?
Down to this funky sound. Now I know this ain't the best party in the world, but let me explain something to y'all. It ain't no party unless each and every one of you try to make it a party. You dig what I'm saying? Make each record your best record, and we can rock all night long, you know? So if everybody's willing to get down real funky in the house tonight, let me just say yeah. I say if everybody's here to do it to it, cause you know it ain't nothing to it, let me just say hell yeah.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, and
do it.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? I don't wanna die. I don't wanna die.
Tommy,
don't. Tommy, don't. Tommy, don't.
Do it.
Ain't you got a heart? You remember that song I used to sing, that song I taught you? You remember, Tommy? Back in the club, how you kids used to laugh at that song.
Dynamic, articulate, perceptive, courageous, outspoken. Just a few of the adjectives that so inadequately describe Malcolm X. We are privileged to again hear the voice of Minister Malcolm X.
Thank you.
thank you, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome the opportunity to come into your home.
I would like to know what your position is on
nonviolence. Well, nonviolence is one of the things that has disarmed the so-called Negro here in America. Any Negro leader who teaches our people to be nonviolent in the face of the violence that we've been experiencing for the past 400 years is actually doing our people a disservice. In fact, it's a crime. It's a crime for any Negro leader to teach our people not to do something to protect ourselves, especially in the face of the violence that is inflicted upon us by the white people here in America. And whenever you teach the man to turn the other cheek or to be nonviolent, be nonviolent. What you're actually doing is disarming the victim of white brutality. You're robbing him of his right to defend himself. In fact, the only time it's intelligent to be nonviolent is when you're dealing with someone else.
I'm gonna buy myself a toy. I worked very, very hard, and I think I deserve a toy.
A toy?
A toy.
Ain't it, Punky?
A toy?
A toy.
Ain't it, Punky?
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man,
the other men. I'm tired of moping around. Oh.
Just like this.
I've learned the code. Oh.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, please, gentlemen, please. We are about to do a job in Italy, and I would like to introduce you all to each other. First, Bill Bailey. He'll be my number two. Now, you all know Bill. He's just done 3 years in Parkhurst. He's as honest as the day is long, and you can trust him. Second, the getaway. This will be done in 3 Mini Coopers, and they will be driven by Chris, Tony, and Dominic.
Hello, champ. Hello.
All right, all right, all right.
The Music Maker. 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 The Music Maker.
Six shots or only five? To tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement. The beam is this is the .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and it could blow your head clean off. You have to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky?
I'm wasting your time.
Well, do you? Punk?
I'm wasting your time. I'm wasting your time.
Really, Jim?
I'm wasting your time. Goodbye, Mr. Trutledge.
It's a fact of life. Hipness is really hip.
I imagine they were pretty well fixed.
Hipness is, it's a fact of life.
I imagine they were pretty well fixed.
Really hip.
I imagine they were pretty well fixed. I imagine they were pretty well fixed. I imagine they were pretty well fixed. I imagine they were pretty well fixed.
Hipness is not a state of mind, it's a fact of life.
Hipness, as the gentleman said, is a fact of life. That's Wilbur Wilberforce doing... Well, how would you describe that? Bit of applause for Wilbur. 30 minutes, 17 seconds of stuff, but excellent stuff throughout, and already emails coming in about it. Chris Cartwright says, what was that you were playing just now with the scratching and film and TV samples? It was Wilbur Wilberforce, and we'll get him to do some more before the year is out too, I think, because that was really very good indeed. And an email here from Mike Zagorski, and he says, any chance of a random tune for my friends that are graduating in the next few weeks in Aberdeen? Something by BT, i.e. Brian Transi, from either ESCM or IMA album. This is Mike Sikorsky writing from Honolulu, Hawaii. And I have no idea what you're talking about, Mike. I've never heard of these people. But if I had, I would certainly play one for your mates in Aberdeen. Right, I'm sure they would equally appreciate this from a Connor line. Ounces and ounces of solid goodness.